Chapter 5: Productivity Instead of Extraction. The incentive problem. The financial system is a system of rewards. It influences what investors fund, what companies produce, and what the economy becomes. The problem is that many of its strongest incentives favor extraction and expansion, rather than efficiency and long-term productivity. Conventional debt demands fixed returns, regardless of how productive the underlying economy becomes. Growth remains the dominant measure of success. Short-term financial performance often takes priority over longer-term outcomes. These incentives are not necessarily the result of bad intentions. They are built into the system. If an activity produces the highest financial return, capital tends to flow toward it. If extraction produces a higher return than efficiency, investors have an incentive to extract. If expansion produces a higher return than improvement, companies have an incentive to expand. The question, therefore, is not whether investors respond to incentives. They do. The question is what the financial system rewards. The productivity bond changes that signal. By linking returns to productivity rather than simply to the passage of time, it creates a financial incentive for efficiency, innovation, and productive investment. If we reward extraction, capital will flow toward extraction. If we reward productivity, capital has a reason to flow toward productivity. That is the central idea. The current incentives. The current system creates four broad incentives. 1. Extract rather than improve. Resource extraction can generate substantial financial returns, even when the underlying resource is finite. The financial reward is captured today, while many of the environmental costs arrive later. 2. Grow rather than become more efficient. GDP rewards increased economic activity, but increased activity does not necessarily mean increased efficiency. An economy can become larger while consuming more energy, materials, and resources. 3. Prioritize the short term. Financial markets often focus heavily on quarterly earnings and near-term returns. Long-term investments can therefore struggle to compete with activities that produce faster financial results. 4. Concentrate rather than distribute. When the primary claim on economic gains belongs to capital, productivity improvements can become concentrated among asset owners rather than broadly shared. These incentives are not inherently irrational. They are rational responses to the rules of the system. Consider an investor choosing between an oil company returning 10% and a renewable energy company returning 5%. Unless other factors intervene, the higher return is the obvious choice. The investor does not have to be anti-environmental. The system has simply told them where the reward is. The productivity bond changes that calculation. The new incentives. The productivity bond introduces a different signal into the financial system. 1. Produce rather than extract. Investment that improves output from existing labor, energy, materials, and capital contributes to productivity. Higher productivity increases the NPI, and therefore increases the potential return on the bond. 2. Improve rather than simply expand. A company does not need to become physically larger to create value. It can become more efficient, produce better goods, reduce waste, or deliver more with fewer resources. 3. Think longer term. Because the bond's return is linked to measured productivity, its performance is connected to the underlying economy rather than simply to a fixed financial claim. 4. Share rather than concentrate. The productivity dividend provides a mechanism for distributing part of the gains broadly across the population. The bond does not force investors or companies to behave differently. It changes the financial rewards attached to different outcomes. That distinction matters. Markets can remain markets. Investors can still choose where to put their money. Companies can still pursue profits. The difference is that productivity becomes a source of financial value in its own right. The investment signal. Every financial instrument sends a signal. A conventional bond says, lend money today and receive a defined financial return tomorrow. The productivity bond adds another signal. When the economy becomes more productive, investors participate in the improvement. That signal can influence capital allocation. For investors, it creates an incentive to favor an economy capable of generating sustainable productivity gains. For companies, it increases the financial value of efficiency, innovation, and better use of resources. For governments, it creates an incentive to support policies that improve the productive capacity of the economy. The financial system therefore becomes more closely connected to the performance society actually wants. Think of the financial system as a set of headlights. It illuminates the activities that generate financial returns. The productivity bond does not turn off the headlights. It changes where some of the light falls. From extraction to productivity. The objective is not to eliminate extractive industries overnight. Resources will continue to be extracted, and conventional investments will continue to exist. The objective is to change the direction of marginal investment. Productive investment includes efficiency improvements, technological innovation, renewable energy, research and development, education and skills, circular production, better infrastructure, more efficient use of capital and materials. Extractive investment includes activities that generate returns primarily through increasing resource consumption, depletion, or environmental damage. As the financial rewards change, capital can gradually shift toward activities that create more value from fewer resources. That transition would not happen overnight. Nor does it need to. The power of an incentive is cumulative. If a productive investment becomes slightly more attractive than an extractive alternative, capital begins to move. As successful productive investments create further opportunities, the shift can reinforce itself. The goal is not to command the economy from above. It is to change what the market finds attractive. The role of the NPI. The NPI is the measurement system that makes this possible. It measures how effectively the economy converts its inputs into output. In the model developed in this book, those inputs include labor, energy, materials, and capital. The NPI therefore provides a broader measure of productive efficiency than economic growth alone. GDP asks, how much did the economy produce? The NPI asks, how effectively did the economy produce it? That distinction is crucial. An economy can increase GDP by consuming more resources. But an economy that increases output while using fewer inputs is becoming more productive. The productivity bond links part of its return to this improvement. The NPI therefore acts as a signal connecting economic performance to financial returns. It is the compass of the productivity bond, not because it dictates where capital must go, but because it changes the reward for where capital goes. The circular economy. This also creates a natural connection with the circular economy. A circular economy seeks to extract greater value from existing resources while reducing waste and unnecessary consumption. Products are designed to last longer, materials are reused, and resources remain productive for longer. This is fundamentally a productivity problem. The objective is not simply to recycle more. It is to create more value from the resources already available. That makes circular production, efficiency and resource conservation, potentially attractive areas for productive investment. The productivity bond provides a financial mechanism that can reinforce this transition. If an economy can produce more value from the same amount of labor, energy, materials, and capital, its measured productivity improves. The financial system then has a reason to recognize that improvement. The transition. Changing incentives does not transform an economy by itself. Institutions, regulations, infrastructure, business practices, and investor expectations all take time to change. The productivity bond is therefore designed as part of a broader transition, rather than as a replacement for the entire financial system overnight. The transition has three essential components. The productivity bond changes the financial incentive. The NPI measures whether productivity is actually improving. The productivity dividend shares part of the resulting gains with citizens. Together, they create a feedback loop. Productivity improves to financial returns, recognize the improvement to investment in productivity, becomes more attractive to productivity, improves further to gains are shared more broadly. That is the foundation of the productivity economy. The transition still requires political and institutional support. But it does not require abandoning markets. It requires giving markets a better signal. The future of investment. The future of investment does not have to mean choosing between economic prosperity and environmental limits. It can mean becoming better rather than simply becoming bigger. The productivity bond is designed around that principle. It rewards improvements in the productive efficiency of the economy. The NPI provides the measurement. The productivity dividend provides a mechanism for sharing the gains. The result is a financial system that begins to reward what a finite economy actually needs, more value from fewer resources. That is the shift from extraction to productivity. And it changes the central question of investment. Instead of asking only, how much can the economy grow? We can also ask, how much better can the economy become?